AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Today's close on Wall Street was a record breaker. The Dow reached an all-time high, rising more than 500 points. The gains were fueled by the decision by the Federal Reserve not to raise a key interest rate. The AP's Sagar Magani reports cuts are ahead.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation has eased over the past year. But while it's still above the central bank's 2% goal, it's come down quickly.
We will make decisions about the extent of any additional policy firming.
The key word there is any.
So we added the word any as an acknowledgement that we believe that we are likely at or near the peak rate for this cycle.
Fed speak for board members looking at the next step, rate cuts. But while Powell refused to shut the door on more hikes, he says the Fed recognizes keeping rates elevated could hurt the economy.
We know that that's a risk, and we're very focused on not making that mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A vote is possible in the House to start an impeachment inquiry of President Biden. A Republican investigation has yet to produce evidence of misconduct. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says this is like a movie mystery.
The reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit. It's a what is it?
California Republican Tom McClintock says this can't be ignored.
The Democrats would have us simply turn a blind eye to mounting evidence of a family influence peddling scheme that implicates the president. This we cannot do. We owe it to the country.
The president's son, Hunter Biden, says he's been the target of the unrelenting Trump machine, asking, where is Hunter?
Well, here's my answer. I am here.
Biden is defying a congressional subpoena to appear privately for a deposition about his business dealings. This is AP News. Pope Francis has a preference for where he wants to be buried.
In an interview, Pope Francis says he wants to be buried in the Roman Basilica of St. Mary Major, not in the grottos of the Vatican like other popes. He says that's because he can be near his favorite icon of the Madonna. Francis, who turns 87 on Sunday, also said he never thought about resigning this year despite a series of health scares. It was Francis's first interview since his latest bout of acute bronchitis, which forced the cancellation of a trip this month to Dubai to participate in the UN climate conference. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
College athletes who were denied the chance to play immediately after transferring a second time can return to competition for now after a federal judge ruled a 14-day temporary restraining order against the NCAA. A lawsuit alleges violation of a federal antitrust law. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.